So the Food and Drink Show has brought me to the Narrowboat in Skipton, somewhere I've not experienced before, so it's a pleasure to come down here. I'm with Adam, the gaffer. Is that the best way to describe you?
I like manager, I think. Yeah, I like manager.
Okay, we're going manager. Yeah. So for those like me who haven't experienced the Narrowboat, what's it all about? What's the vibe?
Well, it's cask ales done well, craft beer that you might not get in your local pub, and then really nice gins done properly with the right accompaniments, and mixing it all together to give a whole package, that I think.
When you say done properly, a bit more detail now, what do you mean?
Well, it's the accompaniments that go with gin. I mean, for example, like we do a lovely rhubarb gin, the accompaniments for that, randomly enough, are raspberries, black pepper and basil, and they come together with the right tonic to form that flavour that you're getting in your mouth to make it more enjoyable for the customer.
So I've walked in, and what I've said to you just off there is it feels like traditional pub, but then it's a bit kind of cooler and contemporary with some twist to it.
Yeah, well, we recently had a refurb. We reopened midway through April, and we tried to keep the old aspects of the pub, but just update it with, you know, like the lights that are in here. We've even got a piano in here that seems weird enough. And just to kind of fit with our whole sort of image with the cask ales, but the craft beers are very much the thing of the moment sort of thing. So we tried to put everything together to create that package.
And it's a brilliant little setting as well, brilliant location.
Yes, we are in the Canal Basin, which is quite nice. We're up a little ginnel, so sometimes it can be quite hard to find us. When I first came to look at the pub, I wandered past twice, and then eventually came up a ginnel, and I was like, oh, right, okay, yeah. But, yeah, in the Canal Basin, we've got a nice seating area outside that is very nice of an evening time, because you don't get all the sun beaming down on you, but you're still outside, nice little breeze, nice place to sit.
It is. It's very cool. And one of the things I can see you're big on is your food. And I've got the man to chat to here, chef of the Narrowboat. Introduce yourself, please, sir.
I am Pete. I'm the head chef of the Narrowboat.
The menu, what are you going for?
Basically, we're just shooting for good, honest food. We pull no punches, really. Try not to be pretentious and just give the customer just a really good, fresh, hearty meal, really.
But I think it's that thing again, because I've had a look at the menu, and it is that classic kind of pub food, but just done that bit better. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I always try and give a little contemporary twist to everything, like I say, without being too pretentious, which I'm quite conscious of in this market. But yeah, we just, like I say, we try and go for the freshest produce that we can, all fairly locally sourced, that sort of thing.
It really looks the part, and also very competitively priced, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some quite strong competition in Skipton, but also the consumer is very price point aware these days, as they are with a lot of industries. So we really have to push for, you know, the right price, and yeah, give the customer what they want, really, at a good price.
Adam, I'll come back to you. We have our vouchers through our website for those that want to come and try the Narrowboat. You pay £15, you get £30 worth of food. That will go a long way here, won't it? A very long way.
Oh, indeed, yeah. A massive amount. I mean, we do, a three-course Sunday dinner for under £15. So, you know, you can really get your money's worth by coming and visiting us.
For those that are thinking, yeah, I'll perhaps give it a try if I get time, what would you say to those that haven't experienced the Narrowboat that should come down for?
Come down, give us a try. You'll have some awesome, well-kept cask ales. You'll have some different craft beers on. For example, we've got a Rhubarb Arella on by Magic Rock at the moment, which is a Rhubarb Brago, which is a beer made out of mead. So it has the kind of the honey, the sweetness of the honey, the sourness of the rhubarb coming together. There's not many places that will have it around. We've got some beers coming up that are only going to be around in about 10 places. And yeah, just come down and give us a try.
And the website's very cool, very smart. Web address?
www.markettowntaverns.co.uk, and then just follow the link to the Narrowboat.
Good stuff, gents. Thank you.
Thank you.